hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game.
Welcome in 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, let's go. Let's have some fun.
There are other hockey movies. It's just they don't bug you like that one does.
It's like we just go to the well on that over and over and over again. Like, oh.
Yeah, it is an incredible moment in hockey history.
Yeah, in hockey history, not movie history.
Definitely not movie history. Even though Kurt Russell was
fantastic
in that role.
That dude melded in and got
a paycheck.
See,
I'm with Hans on this. I thought he was fabulous.
Obviously, because we play that over and over and over again.
He had three prime performances. Backdraft, Overboard.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China should be number one.
Yes. Now we agree.
And Miracle on Ice. Is it called Miracle or is it The Miracle on Ice? What is the actual title of the movie?
The movie is just called Miracle.
Okay.
I don't know, Lloyd's seen it 8,000 times. You know the name of it.
And, you know, it's just a great intro into good NHL talk, even though it's not really an NHL reference.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with NHL.
Just a good hockey reference.
That speech has nothing to do with NHL at all?
No.
Well,
it's the Olympics.
Sure, it's the Olympics. I get it, but still hockey. Like, great moments are born with great opportunity. That's what we have here today, boys. That's what we've earned here.
You do it. I'm done, boys. I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
You've pushed him past his limit of culpability.
Is there any watch list we can get to, too? Can we just work those in, too?
How about Lee Greenwood behind?
God! Now you're cooking with gas. Man!
As we play the watching the watch list.
Oh, man. It gets Scotty every time. I'm excited for the show today. We've got a fun show put together for everybody.
Let's do it. We got a lot to get to. Sam Farnsworth's going to join us coming up here in just a moment, live from Phoenix, as the Coyotes about ready to play one last game, and then they'll pack up the U-Haul and head to Salt Lake City. Off we go. I'm fired up, man. I cannot wait for hockey to get here. I cannot wait. And I think you and I and Lloyd need to sit down, and when we do the sushi summit, also figure out how we're going to really ingratiate hockey to this fan base.
Yeah.
Because I think all of us are just like, okay, you know what? We may not know a lot about it. That's fine. But we're going to do everything we can to be ready to go. When that puck hits the ice in October, let's roll, baby. Yep. Let's do it.
We're going to be watching a lot of hockey, getting a better understanding of it all. But tonight, Arizona in their final game against the Oilers, and there's just a lot of activity. I mean, a lot of activity from Arizona in general with the news of Kevin Young and coming from the Phoenix Suns. Just it feels like the state is taken from Phoenix right now.
Yeah.
Taken from that Arizona.
What else is Ryan Smith going to steal from Phoenix?
Yeah, who knows?
We've got the waste management coming to Mountaindale.
Let's see. How committed are they to the Cardinals out there? because it would be nice to take that. Are they supporting the Diamondbacks? Can we grab that?
Yeah, let's go. Let's just raid Phoenix.
I would love it.
I'd love to raid that sun a little bit.
And then just send Ryan Hatch an email or a text that's like, hey, enjoy what you got there. The Sun Devils, you've still got the Sun Devils. Enjoy those.
Yeah.
We'll leave those.
Yeah, we don't want to mess with Tucson. You can keep the Wildcats. That's all good.
But I would love to continue to pillage these major sports because this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, let's get to a starting lineup right now, right here on The Zone.
12-0 it is. I'll show you who hit.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go.
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Jeez, Lloyd, you're just going after everybody today.
Yeah, but it is a reminder to Sam that the Hans and Scotty show is family-friendly. We do choose to use the best language that we possibly can.
Starting lineup brought to you by Lee's Heating and Air, home of the award-winning line of America's Standard Furnaces and Air Conditioners. Call Lee's right now for their $59 furnace tune-up. Visit them online at leesheatac.com. Sam, I just want you to know that Hans and I had nothing to do with Lloyd playing that drop.
I couldn't really hear it, so that's okay. You don't have to apologize for anything.
Nope, that's good then.
We'll play it again for you. We don't want you to be in the dark on this. I'm just kidding. How are things going out there, Sam?
It's good. We just got into town about an hour ago here, so we're just getting our feet wet or dry, however you want to call it, out down here in Phoenix. But yeah, we're ready. We're ready for some exciting news. We're ready to see what this Coyotes team looks like on ice tonight.
So you've covered the NHL in your times in Denver. You know this game inside and out, but it's got to be interesting on what that mood is going to be like. What are you anticipating in that arena tonight as they play their last game in Phoenix?
So I would imagine it's going to be, somber is one word that comes to mind right away. I'll tell you this, just going through the airport, you know, people see Matt Glade, who's one of our KSL sports producers with us, carrying a camera around. They're like, oh, hey, what are you here for? And, you know, we tell them, hey, yeah, we're in town for the Coyotes. We're from Salt Lake City. And immediately they're like, oh, okay. And we've had two people already tell us that, you know, people around here aren't too happy about that. You know, and we're like, yeah, I get it. Totally understand why they wouldn't be. They're losing their team. But at the same time, one other person that I was talking to said, you know what, that it's as far as the just the overall sports fan base here in Arizona and in Phoenix, that's kind of the small part of it, right? That is the Coyote fan base that is not happy about the move. But yeah, I'm already getting the feel already. I almost feel uncomfortable wearing something that says KSL Salt Lake City on it because people know why we're here.
Have you been to the Mueller Arena? Or have you seen it, or have you been there? Because you just got there, right? So you probably haven't had a chance to get down there. I'm just curious what that building is like trying to house an NHL team.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we haven't been there yet. We are heading there shortly, though. And, I'll tell you what, just from what I've seen from photos online and stuff, I mean, it looks like a nice arena, but again, it's small, right? It's very small. It's definitely a college arena. It looks like it would be a great college basketball venue or something like that, but it's certainly not an NHL caliber venue, right? And you can tell just by the way it looks from pictures, what it looks like from the street, things like that. You can just tell that you're not in a pro sports venue, and then suddenly they got NHL hockey out there. So certainly – this it'll be interesting. You know, I don't know if you guys saw the cost of tickets for this game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so there's not that many seats, so certainly those prices are going to be higher. But it'll be interesting to see how the fan base responds as it's their farewell game in an arena that holds less than 5,000 people. You know, is there going to be a bunch of people outside the arena? I mean, that's one thing I'm going to be keeping my eye on, too, to see how many people actually come to support, whether they get in the arena or not.
So – you've had a chance to do some digging on this team. I'm digging into them as well. And it appears like, and I'm really going to be curious to get your opinion after you see them up close in person and actually get a set of eyeballs on them outside of just watching them on TV. But I'm really curious to know how competitive this team can be next year, because it seems like they've got a lot of assets. They've got a lot of young talent. They're, you know, the cap situation's pretty friendly. You know, Ryan's going to want to go all in really quickly on this team and really establish a winner. But it feels like the, you know, the frame is built. The, you know, the beams are set. Now you just got to come in, put some drywall, put some paint, and you could be off and running pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take very long. I don't know that they're a playoff team next year, but I think they're next year, you know, even if you add 10 points to the standings from this year to next, that's not enough to get into the playoffs. They're probably about 20 points or so away from getting into the playoffs in the standings, but I think they're going to be close. I think they will be kind of a bubble team, if you want to use that term for hockey next year. You're going to see signs of the future next year of it being a bright team. And then within 2 years, I really anticipate if they can keep this core, this young core together, if they can capitalize on the assets that they have, which they have a lot of, then I would anticipate this team in 2 years getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And just saying that out loud is amazing. All right. A Utah hockey team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I truly believe they've got the pieces. I like Andre Tourney, their head coach. I think he's got this group trending in the right direction. We've seen it over the last 2 months of the season. They're one of the top two or three scoring teams in the NHL right now. Offensively, their goalkeeper is tied for the league lead in shutouts. Things are trending in the right direction. And so it's an exciting time to get this team in Salt Lake City, because I think they're getting them at the right time of a rebuild.
I don't know if you're going to have an opportunity to catch up with any of these guys, but if you do, try to grab Clayton Keller, the right wing. He is a phenom. Is he 7 or 8 years now in the NHL? And he's a big name. He's one of those people that he'll come to Salt Lake City, he'll be an instant fan favorite. He'll be like a Beckerman was back in the day with Real Salt Lake, Scotty. Just a big fan favorite, a big scoring threat, very fast on the ice. He's a small guy. That's the other thing. These guys are going to blend in community. You're never going to – this is a bunch of Britton Coveys. Like, all of these guys are built and look like Britton Covey. But do you have an opportunity to catch up with any of these guys? Have you been briefed on that, Sam?
Well, we're planning on it. We've been fully credentialed for this game to be able to cover the team as anyone else would. And so I'm planning after the game to be in the locker room to talk with these players and get whatever access that the rest of the media is being granted. And with it being the season finale, I anticipate that being an open locker room format, and maybe for even more of an extended period of time than normal, considering that this is it. There's going to be a lot of local media for sure that are going to want to talk to these guys as it's going to be the last time they're probably going to talk to a lot of these guys. And so, yeah, we'll be in there. We're going to kind of get their sense and try to do it as respectfully as possible, knowing that there's a lot of local media there, you know, getting the opposite side of the story. But we want to get their sense on, hey, this is it. You guys are now moving to Utah. You know, what's the thought? What's the feeling? Are you excited? You know, what can Utah sports and hockey fans expect when this team arrives? What kind of product can they expect to see on the ice next year? You know, do they believe in momentum? Does it carry over from one season to the next? Because they are trending in the right direction right now. Is that going to continue when they hit the ice next fall in Salt Lake City? So these are all questions I would love to ask, and I hope to get answers to tonight. And I anticipate that we will get that access.
Well, I think you get the access. I'm really curious to know, if I'm a player and there's not been an official announcement yet, what they've been told to say and what they've been told not to say. So I'm really curious to see how open and honest these guys are, because obviously they've been briefed on the situation. Their agents know, you know, everybody knows what's going on. But has there been, you know, a directive from the GM like, hey, you know what, don't say anything until we, you know, it becomes official? But hockey players, and you've been around them far more than I have, they're usually your better interviews. I mean, these guys are pretty open. They're pretty transparent. They're not plastic like NBA players are. Mm-hmm. They're not corporate like NFL players are. These dudes are pretty real. So I'm really curious to see what the response is when you come at them in the locker room.
Yeah, you know, and it's, I don't know, I kind of find it, I don't know if funny is the right word, but it would be hard to believe that they would say, hey, don't talk about anything because nothing's official yet, when everyone knows, right, what's happening and what's going to happen. And you know they're going to be asked even by the local media. It just seems like it would be unfair. It would be unfair, to, especially to your fan base, right? This is a fan base that's going to be grieving, for the loss of their team for the next who knows how long. It's not an easy time for them, and the way the ownership here has handled it has not been easy for the fan base. So to shut off the only access that the fans get through the media to the players on the last time they're playing here, I would find that hard to believe, but we'll see. I mean, who knows? You know, it's been strange the way that Alex Murillo's handled a lot of this as an owner, and we'll see if it continues to – if it ends that way as well.
The other guy I want you to catch up with is Liam O'Brien. He's a center with Arizona. Sam, he's about 6'1", 220 pounds. The reason I want you to catch up – and by the way, he's from Halifax. The reason I want you to catch up with him is because he led the team in penalty minutes.
Yeah, that's our kind of guy right there.
And he's a big old red-bearded Viking-looking dude. So catch up with him and say, so are you looking to get to the box every time you step on the ice? Or are you just looking to get put in that penalty box? See if you can catch up with him, because I'd be fascinated to know with some of these guys what their mentality is. Just getting to know kind of what their game and mentality is a little bit. But what are you looking most forward to being out there?
Well, for me, obviously watching the game and just kind of seeing, I've been, once the snowball really started rolling in our direction, right, for Salt Lake City, I started to pay attention a lot more closely to Coyotes games, and I'm sure all of you have as well. And so anytime I'd see a box score or see the highlights or watch the game on the NHL Network or something like that, and a player did something, I was looking up to find out a little bit more about these guys. And so for me, it's actually putting some faces to the names that I've been kind of following over the past couple of weeks, getting in there and again, just starting to get a sense of where they're feeling with this whole process, where they're at. Because as you mentioned at the beginning of this interview, there's so much youth on this team, right? And there's a bright future for this team. They had, I think I might have mentioned this to Scotty the other day, but this team has six players with 20 or more goals this season. Only one team in the NHL has more than that. So they've got a lot of youth, a lot of talent across the board. And to be able to finally put some faces to these names and just, be able to talk to them and get a sense of where they're at with this whole process and with their hockey careers taking this kind of type of turn is really what I'm looking forward to the most.
Sam Farnsworth down in Phoenix as the Coyotes wrapping up their run in Arizona, and then we'll be packing up the U-Haul and heading to Salt Lake City for next season. What do you think? You've been in this market for a little bit. Hanson, I think the response is going to be ridiculously through the roof on this one. What do you think?
I hope so. I think it will be for this reason. I think Utah, for years and years, ever since, I moved to Utah when I was a toddler, 4 years old. And so I get it. Everyone who's from Utah gets it. We are a sports hungry market, right? We've wanted teams. We want to show that we're big on, even though we're from a small market and a small state and small communities, we want to show that we can play with the big boys, that we can be there. That's why I think the Olympics was such a big deal when it came around back in 2002, when the Jazz first got the All-Star game back in 93, those little seminal moments all along the way, Utah going to the Final Four, BYU winning a national championship, any of these things in the past, every single time I think Utah's kind of puffed their chest up a little bit and say, hey, yeah, we can do this too. We're proud of these things. And I think bringing an NHL team will just bring out that pride and that joy and that excitement maybe to an all-time high. And so I really think Utahns are going to embrace it. They're going to be super excited about having a team. And hopefully that honeymoon phase isn't a short one. Hopefully it lasts. And if you get a hockey team that can play well and that can be exciting, which I think this roster is, and then eventually you start to win games, then it will last and it'll only build momentum from there. But I really feel like Utah's going to embrace this. We've wanted more, nothing against the Jazz. Utah loves the Utah Jazz. It's a part of our DNA. But we've wanted more than that for a while, and now we're getting it.
Well, Sam, we appreciate it. Have fun tonight. Enjoy the warm weather down there, and can't wait to see the coverage on KSL Sports Live, man. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it. There he is, Sam Farnsworth, KSL TV. Good dude.
What'll be interesting is the impact that this has on Utah just in the game of hockey. I know that they've had the Grizzlies around, but you just don't see a lot of youth hockey. And maybe it's out there, but one thing I've seen with RSL in the state, I felt like soccer has become more of an interest, and they've started, you know, different camps and different areas that you can continue to grow in soccer. And when you look at this Arizona roster, you see Missouri, you see Nebraska, you see Wisconsin, you see Michigan, and there's a branch of America that houses growth in yeah. youth hockey. I do wonder if our state starts to pick it up a little more.
You know, that's a fascinating storyline to this. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Because we're built for it.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of solid ice. We got all kinds of venues that you could get out and skate on, but I just don't know of many youth groups that do it.
No.
I know of one kid that was in our neighborhood out in Saratoga that he was really good as a youth. And I think his uncle or something played in the NHL and started to grow in hockey here in the state. He actually moved out of the state to get into a hockey, whatever, camp or
yeah.
club that could really develop him so that he could progress. And so I don't know why we can't have that progress right here in Utah.
Hans and Scotty, Kurt Heelan's going to join us coming up next. Joining us in studio, Adam from Five Star Painting. How you doing, man?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
You know what? You walk in, you got the luxurious beard going. I mean, it's just like all is right in the world, dude. Adam's here. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
I'm ready.
What do you got, man? Let's talk about the fact that you can just do pretty much whatever you want, right?
Outside
of a car,
yeah.
Like you want a chicken coop, you want your garage, you want the inside, the outside of your house, whatever you need.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls on fences and stuff too right now, which is something, you know, and we do wood fences, wrought iron fences. I mean, we can kind of, we pretty much cover everything, epoxy floors for garages. You know, if you got a pickleball court, we can come paint some lines for you. Whatever you're looking for, we got you covered.
Well, we just need you to call 801-208-2649. Get it in your phone. That's 801-208-2649. Whether it's staying on the fence or staying on the deck or it's paint on the house, you know, I know a lot of people deal with paint coming out of the winter. It pops or it bubbles and it comes off maybe the framing on the exterior doors or on the side of the house. If it's a repaint, if it's a new paint, I just want you to know you can call Five Star. But I also want to throw in just a little bit of a plug for the interior. If you're looking to paint a part of the inside of your house, you guys can help them with that as well, Adam.
Oh, yeah. We can do all kinds of the interior stuff, a lot of kitchen cabinets, you know, wall units, bookcases, any of that kind of stuff. We can come in and get all that painted, too. So we're not limited just to outside. We got a lot of the inside. If you got one of those big entries, you know, yeah. when you walk in and it's two stories high, you don't want to try to paint that yourself. So you know, we'll come in and take care of it for you.
Now, you always make it worth people's while. What are you offering today?
Yeah, so we are giving all the listeners that do a project with us free paint, and that's, you know, it can be between $300 to $500.
I love you guys
do
that, man.
Of a discount, so that's always nice. And for today, for being here with you guys, I'm going to add 15% off of a quote. And just to give people an idea, because I say that a lot, and I don't know if they really – you know, well, what's 15%? You know, it's kind of just a number. Right now, obviously, exterior projects, on your average exterior project, your 15% discount can be $750, $1,000 off, plus free paint. You know, you can get up to, who knows, like $1,500 off of what it would normally cost you by just calling today. You just have to schedule an estimate. There's no commitment other than that. You know, the estimate's free. You can schedule it weeks out, Doesn't matter when you schedule it. Just call today, schedule it, and then you'll get that 15% off and the free paint.
So you don't need to lock it in today. You just need to get on the books.
Yeah, you're just scheduling for someone to come out. It takes 30 minutes or so, and then we're going to work up a price. But you can schedule that appointment for whenever you want. You're just calling today. Hey, in 2 weeks, I'd like you to come out. Perfect. You still get the 15% off and the free paint because you called today.
Let's do it. 801-208-2649, correct?
Yes.
Yep. 801-208-2649. It's 5-star painting. Make that phone call right now. Get on the books. Hey, look, you got a lot of projects. Painting, come on. Let the pros handle it. 801-208-2649. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The NHL is coming to Salt Lake City.
It's about time.
I have been waiting decades.
This is huge news.
As Utah prepares to welcome the National Hockey League.
This city has long deserved a second pro squad.
The Zone will have all the coverage from every angle as we'll be with the new team every step of the way. From every moment of the offseason right up to when the puck hits the ice in the fall.
A new era in Utah sport.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Wednesday. Your week's almost half over.
Oh, you're almost there. Come on, jump on board with us.
Hey, complete coverage, not only here, but on KSL TV of the Coyotes' last game in Arizona. And then they're packing up, and we'll have NHL coming up next year to go along with the Jazz. Hopefully the Jazz a little bit better, too, next year.
Well, in the meantime, these play-in tournament games, Scotty, they're really stinking good. For those of you that didn't watch the Lakers and Pelicans, as well as the Warriors and Kings last night.
So long, Golden State.
Ooh, Golden State is gone.
Don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out.
Oh, and by the way, when I say gone, as they're currently constructed, it's not happening. Well, yeah. Don't take my word for it. We do have the higher-level professionals here with us.
Let's talk to the expert on this. Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com joining us. Is it time to dig out the grave, lay the body down, and bury it back up again with the Golden State Warriors?
If you're Jontay Porter, this is a good time to get long odds on the Warriors' championship.
Oh, wow. Kurt, I don't know, Kurt.
That's
off the top rope.
I think that's still stinging for Jontay. I mean, we're 2-3 hours out from that announcement, bud.
Yeah, that was a little harsh. They're really one of the most fascinating offseason teams, aren't they? Because there's just so many questions about, do you bring Clay back and at what price? Like, I know that they would love to get him for less than $20 million a year, but like, there's teams like Dallas that has interest. Orlando has money and interest that may come in higher. So like, he's the one who really could be gone. Chris Paul's probably gone, too. I can't imagine they're going to bring him back. I thought he played well for them, but like they're gonna have minimum contracts to offer for that kind of role now. So they're not going to be the same next year, and I guess the real question is just like, if you really want to win with Curry, you've got to do something pretty radical this year, and I just don't know if they're going to be up for that.
Well, again, and if you don't want to win with Curry, then meld the whole thing down. And
yeah, exactly.
So is there any chance there's a market, is some type of trade or some type of potential? And I don't know how many teams would want to touch Draymond Green, but is there any chance that Golden State's like, it's a wholesale, we are $400 million on payroll, we have got to start clearing some space? Is there any chance we see even a Wiggins hit the market and be available?
Wiggins, I think, is more likely than Draymond. Draymond's on a relatively reasonable contract for what he does, and he's also just he's never been their best player, but he's always been their most important in some ways in terms of the defense and his ability to adapt and adjust and pick apart teams from the free throw line when he's, you know, on the short roll. Like, just the things he does really fit with them well. And that's not true. Like, he's just not plug and play. Like, you'd have to put him in a very specific team and situation. I think it's more likely that they're going to test the market. In fact, I've heard that they're going to test the market for Wiggins. We'll see if that's a big contract, and he didn't play up to it this year, so I don't know how much of a market there is, but I think they're going to look around.
So Zion Williamson ruled out for Friday's game as they'll take on the Sacramento Kings. You know, it was funny. We've been dogging on that guy for a while, but he did play 71 games this year. It was probably one of his better years health-wise, but to lose a game like this at this point in the season where it's do or die, I mean, that's a gut punch and doesn't help the you know, the dialogue that he just can't be there when you need him the most.
No, it really doesn't. And that game felt emblematic of his season, didn't it? Where you're like, he's played really well. He's had 40, and he was leading that comeback, and they were doing great. And there goes his calf, hamstring, you know, with just minutes to go. So it's just hard to watch. I felt really bad for him. You could see how frustrated he was. He's finally lost the weight. He's finally done all these things, and his body still just betrays him like that. I felt bad for him, and it makes that's quite the game now. No Zion, and the Kings are like without any shooting guards. Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk are out, so like suddenly the Thunder into the second round looks really smooth.
So let's talk about the matchups that we now know for sure. We get to see New Orleans take on the Sacramento Kings. Can't wait for that one. I think that's coming up on Friday. But we know that the first round is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Kind of paint the picture for what to expect in the best of seven between those two teams.
It's not good for the Lakers. They've lost 8 straight to them. They got swept out of the playoffs last year. They got beat in every game this year, and they all follow a pattern, which is frankly a lot of Nuggets games follow this pattern. But they play about even for 40 minutes, and the Lakers go all out and do all, you know, like they've got size. They can be physical. They can body up. It's like it works. They match up as well as anybody. You get about 6-8 minutes to go in the game, and Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray look at each other and go, all right, next gear, let's go. They start running two-man game, and it's over. It's just, I don't know that the Lakers, like, I think they're not going to get swept. I think they'll win one. Maybe if D'Lo gets hot from, D'Angelo Russell gets hot from three, they can win a second one maybe. But this is not going to be much of a series. I just don't think they can. Ultimately, Denver's just better.
What do you think of the Cleveland-Orlando first-round series?
Do I have to watch it?
Yeah.
yeah. Honestly, I think Orlando's got a real shot in that one.
I do too.
That's a real upset opportunity. They are defensively really good, and if they've got enough shot creation, they're going to do just fine. Cleveland's just kind of coming apart at the seams, which is going to make it if they lose this first round series, that becomes a really interesting first round. I mean,
well,
season for that too,
yeah.
Right? Like,
I mean, that leads me to my next question because I think Orlando is certainly capable, and Cleveland has not played good basketball. They had high expectations going into this season. Does that signal the end of Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland?
Now we're going to find out what he really wants.
Yeah,
because Cleveland could offer him more money than anybody. Does he believe it? Is he happy enough? Does he believe in them enough to take that large payday? And I can tell you what his agent's telling him, which is take the payday. We can get you out of here in a couple of years. You're going to play a couple more years here and we'll get you out. But take the money on the table. Or is the money so big? He didn't make all NBA this year. He didn't play enough games. Might have had he. Is the money still so big for the 4-year deal he gets from you know, traded to New York or wherever he lands. Philadelphia will have money this summer, like wherever he would go. Is that big enough where he's just like, man, I want out of here. I want to go. I finally want to go. Like, New York's always been the room. I just want to go home. It's going to be interesting to see. I think we're going to learn what he really is going to value.
So where are we with the Dallas Mavericks right now? How good a basketball are they playing? And that 4-5 with them and the Clippers, I think there's some interesting storylines there, but just I want a better feel for how good Dallas is playing right now.
I think they've been the second best team in the West since a little before the All-Star break, really, but since the All-Star break, since that's kind of a natural thing. Maybe since January 1st, since the trade deadline when they got Daniel Gafford, and then they soon after put him in the starting lineup with Derrick Jones Jr. and gave them some defense. They've been a really good defensive team, and you combine that with Luka Doncic being Luka Doncic and just the master of the pick and roll, and cool. Man, Kyrie Irving has been a model citizen, been a good guy, fits in with them, obviously can play in the playoffs and has hit big shots. I think, the biggest threat to Denver is that team. And I wouldn't see him till the conference finals. It's not crazy to think that the Dallas gets all the way to the conference finals because their second round would, in theory, be Oklahoma City. So a young team that's beatable if they're defending well. I think that they've got a really big run in them. I think this is a good offseason to be a Maverick or good playoffs to be a Mavericks fan.
So you got to understand the Salt Lake mentality is that even when things aren't going well or things are going well and there's some good opportunities, it usually doesn't pan out. And what that, you know, essentially the Jazz were in the sweepstakes for, you know, a lottery pick last year. Obviously, weren't unable to move up and get Victor. Next year, you got Cooper Flagg, and I don't know if he's going to live up to that expectations, be that number one overall pick. This year, this would feel like this would be the lottery that the Jazz would win because there's really nobody in that top two or three that just screams like generational player.
No, there isn't. And by the way, if you guys really enjoy self-loathing and thinking you're the better team but can't seem to win, you guys are going to love hockey. there's a sport kind of like soccer where, man, just the best team doesn't always seem to win because of a hot goalie. So, or other weird bounces. Now I lost the entire.
Well, I'm just.
This draft, when you're talking about Alex Saar at the top and a bunch of some other Europeans, there's guys with potential. There will be, Masai Ujiri at the Raptors presser today, you know, for their end of their season, was like, hey, there's going to be a couple all-stars out of this group. There always are, and we've got to find them, but they're not necessarily, there's nobody at the top where you look at them, and Wembanyama is not even a good example because it's such a freak, but like, there's not a Chet Holmgren in this. Like, there's not somebody where you're just looking at them going, this guy is going to be able to anchor me for years. It's a lot of, well, this guy's pretty good, and if he develops this and we can get this, and you know, this could be one of those years where the number one pick ends up being a nice rotation player.
Yeah.
Or better yet, I would say, to be fair, a solid starter. Like, the top couple picks could end up being solid starters, but that's not what you want with a number one.
So, Kurt, before we let you go, some news broke yesterday. BYU getting a deal done with Kevin Young from the Phoenix Suns. I know you've covered him and watched him plenty as he's made his rounds through the NBA. Give us a couple of thoughts on what type of coach BYU's getting for their basketball program.
A top flight coach, a guy who I thought was going to get an NBA job this year. That's never certain and always unpredictable, and I totally understand him wanting to go home, right, and be back in Utah. But they are getting one of the most respected NBA assistant coaches, and I think that helps, you know, that helps with recruiting in the sense of, hey, you want to get there. I know what it takes. Look, I've coached X, Y, and Z, and I've coached Kevin Durant, and I've coached all these guys. I've seen how they work. I've seen what they do. I can help you. That's a huge recruiting plus. They get a great X's and O's guy, and a guy, most importantly, who wants to be there, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's, I think, so hard to find in college because unless you're, I don't know, Kentucky or I don't even, I was about to say UCLA, but I'm not even sure if UCLA is still that job. Where, like, I'm not going anywhere after this. I'm at Duke. I'm not going anywhere after Duke. If this were about a stepping stone, he'd be doing these NBA interviews because he's really close to an NBA job. And instead, he's like, no, I want to go home. He's not leaving there for a long time. That's, I think, that kind of consistency is just so hard to get in college. That's huge.
Well, Kurt, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging out with us, and look forward to catching up again down the line. Enjoy these playing games and enjoy the playoffs coming up here.
Great stuff, Kurt.
Oh, as always, take care, guys.
You got it. Kurt Helin, NBC Sports, ProBasketballTalk.com. All right, coming up next, what you may have missed, and then in the 1 o'clock hour. All right, so there's a lot of legal, legislative mumbo-jumbo going on out right now in terms of what's got to happen in downtown. Lindsay Ertz, who does a great job on KSL TV. She was on KSL Radio. I've known her for a long, long time. She's going to help us out a little bit and kind of decide what and kind of help us get the info on what needs to happen. What are the steps to renovate downtown, renovate the arena, all those things that go along with it. She's going to break that down for us coming up at 105. Jay Stevens is going to spend the 2 o'clock hour with us as well. We'll take a deep dive into the Coyotes, what to expect from this team. It's all straight ahead. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Smith, Jazz and RSL owner, join us right here on The Zone.
On the local ownership piece, I've been super fortunate to be invited to be a part of a lot of different ownership groups outside of the state of Utah. I'm interested in Utah sports. I'm not interested in Premier League overseas. I'm not interested in hockey teams outside of Utah. If it's in Utah, that's what I care about. And I care about building the brand and being able to tell a good story and do things that haven't ever been done here in Utah. Our fan base is fanatical, and that's a good thing. We're fortunate to have people who really care in this state about our sports, and I wouldn't trade that. We know what it feels like to win in Utah. It's better than anything and anywhere else, and there's nothing I want more than to be able to let this fan base have that in everything we do.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah!
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a good day today.
Well, what you may have missed, there's a couple of things. You had mentioned it was Zion Williamson. The injury came at a really bad time, and it is now announced that Zion Williamson will not play in the final play-in game on Friday against Sacramento, and that's pretty much the death knell.
Yeah.
Sacramento was playing really good. They looked really good, really athletic. They looked like they were just a team unified last night against Golden State. So it's just bad timing. But for those of you that didn't see, about 3 minutes and 15 seconds left, Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, they made a nice push. And they got that thing tied back up, 95-95. And you're starting to clap your hand, think, wait.
Yeah, I know.
Is Mighty Zion going to actually make a difference? He had 40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. He was an absolute nightmare. The Lakers couldn't do anything with his size. He was showing really good mobility. He was getting to the rim at will.
I mean, he looked fantastic.
Looked so good. And then the hamstring goes.
Yep.
And he goes off the sideline. He actually threw a towel over his head, dropped his head, and you knew it was bad. And then this morning, I kind of assumed, but we did get official word that Zion Williamson is out for Friday's matchup against Sacramento.
Yeah, and probably the death knell for that.
Which means New Orleans is out for the postseason, and Sacramento is probably in. I did see Willie Green had a couple of comments. He said, we're going to figure out more. The report I got back, I haven't talked to him, but we'll see what happens tomorrow when we get the results back. Well, results are back, and he will not be playing.
Not great, Bob.
It's not great. It's kind of sad because I was hoping for that matchup with him and Sabonis.
Yeah.
Sabonis is playing so well. And then Team USA, they finalized their roster.
It's a heck of a roster.
It's a heck of a roster. Okay, so there's a couple of things to pay attention to on this. Number one, with the FIBA World Cup, Team USA didn't place.
Nope.
I don't know how many people are aware of that, but Team USA didn't place. It was Serbia, Canada, and Germany. Germany was number one. Mm-hmm. Serbia finished number two. And Canada finished number three. And by the way, Serbia finished number one without Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
They've got Bogdanovic, not the one.
Not the Jazz. Not the Jazz, yeah.
And then they've got quite a few guys that I'm not real familiar with. And they're real dogs, but you're going to be fighting your butt off. Canada has got a full roster. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the leading candidate on that Canada team that was making it real tough in the FIBA World Cup. So Team U.S. went out, and they got the big guns. They got Kawhi Leonard. And he signed up. And LeBron James is ready to go.
And this happens all the time. I mean, this is how the Dream Team started in 92. We lost the Olympics in 88. David Robinson and the college kids lost to the Russians in 88. So then all of a sudden, we're like, we can't let this happen again. So we had the wave of the Dream Team in 92. And then, you know, we kind of lost our luster a little bit and then lost the Olympics in 04. And then we're like, okay, this can't happen again. And then it kicked back up again in 08. And then the same thing happened. We kind of dropped back down. It wasn't cool to play for Team USA. We take a couple losses. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, nope, can't do that. And then the cavalry comes. This is the third wave of Team USA.
So here's your cavalry.
Yeah.
LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. Now, Joel Embiid is not American-born, but he's an American citizen.
He does have citizenship.
Joel Embiid is going to be on Team U.S. If he's healthy, that does a lot of good for Team U.S.
A little bit, yeah.
Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Haliburton, Anthony Edwards. Love that one.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know he's going to be just chomping at the bit. Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Kawhi Leonard. That rounds off your Team USA.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch. There are going to be some bullies on that team.
I have not heard if Nikola Jokic is going to be playing for Serbia. But
I think he should. When he looks at that roster, he's like, okay, let's go. That's going to say a lot about who he is. Because if I'm playing for my country and I see that lineup, I'm like, oh, you think you're that's cute. Guess what? I'm a three-time MVP. Let's go.
Let's just say the Olympics got a lot more interesting.
A little spicy.
Yeah.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, golfers, don't miss the UNA Golf multi-vendor demo days happening this Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. It's your chance to try out the new releases from all the major golf manufacturers and register to win free prizes. It's happening this Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games, UNA Golf, unmatched service, unmatched expertise. I'll tell you what, a year ago, my deck was a mess. Needed painted. It was awful. Called up Adam. Adam came by. The bid was great. The service was great. They knocked it out. It looks like I have a new deck. Outside of the fact that when I stand on it, it still shakes a little bit. But you guys don't have anything to do with that. Look, when it comes crashing down, it's going to look really good when it comes crashing down. You guys knocked it out of the park with that paint
it'll
job.
It'll still have a fresh paint job.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Here's the other thing. It held up really well through the winter, too.
Which was good. And that was kind of one thing that I talked to you about, too, is the good part with us, too, is if it didn't for some reason, if it was a bad winter and it just sits there for a long time, like, we warranty all our work for 2 years as well. So, you know, if you do see any of that stuff on something that we've done, we come back and fix it at no charge.
Well, you got to imagine that the climate here in Utah is such that, you know, you could probably get out there and try to do it yourself, but you've got crazy climate. And Five Star did the exterior on my house, which I've absolutely loved. We're now year seven, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And that exterior is holding up extremely well. Every time I walk out, I'm like, man, that's my client right there. These are my guys. They're killing it. So I know I can speak with confidence on air. If you need an exterior painted, a deck, a fence, if you got some interior walls that you need painted, Five Star Painting is here for you, 208-2649, and you got big discounts. This is a rare opportunity for somebody to get a great discount on their paint job.
Yeah, we're hooking everyone up with free paint, which we love to do for the KSL listeners. And today, if you call, we're going to add 15% on top of that. So you get 15% off your quote and free paint. And to give everyone a kind of an idea of what that looks like, average job size, if I was to do all those discounts, it's going to be between $1,000 to $1,500 off your, you know, off your total costs to do it. And exteriors right now are really nice because the weather's starting to warm up. You know, you've had all those horizontal surfaces collecting water, paints chipping and peeling. We come, we prep all that stuff. We'll do all the caulking, everything that's necessary. We're going to take care of it so it lasts another 7 years.
Hands and Scotty, make sure to get the make that phone call. Let's get you in there and let's get you squared away. Adam with Five Star Painting, he's here to help you out right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.